Darren, Kerry and Skye, East Coast Radio.
It is now. This is the part of the show where we pick the things that we love. We approve of them so much so that we give it the stamp. The only stamp you know you can trust.
And this week, President Cyril Ramaphosa went, he was in England.
Yes, he was.
And a lot of people are saying it was a state visit to see King Charles III.
But we know.
Was it not?
No, it was apparently... Ramaphosa wanted to show the king a picture of this item.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's took him 2 days. Yeah.
Well, if you're into sound and sound engineering, or just like us into radio, you'll understand that this is huge. People say that this item transmits a sound that can only be heard at night on a 49-meter band in the 5700 to 6200 kilohertz mode.
I heard that. I heard that.
Did you hear it though? Can you?
Well, no, I heard the rumor.
Didn't hear
the thing. It is believed that this item can generate lightning on the moon.
Yowzers.
We call
what?
It.
The DKS stamp of approval.
May I begin?
Yeah, go for it.
There is a documentary I came across recently. It's not a very new documentary. It actually came out in 2019. I must have missed it over COVID. But it's just been doing one of the like revisions on Netflix. It's been punted again. And it's called The Grass is Greener. And it is phenomenal. It's the whole backstory of marijuana and cannabis and hemp as the plant. Why it was legal, why it was made criminalized again. Mm-hmm. All the facts about it. I'm not trying to push anything here, but I just think it's a great documentary to have a watch so that you can also be informed. So I'd like to give the K and the DK a stamp of approval to the documentary Grass is Greener.
Okay.
DKS approved.
Pass to the left.
Yeah, can I go next?
Yes.
Guys, and I think Kerry Miller, this one is for you. I'm gonna get you this thing for Christmas.
Yay!
It's a book called Awesome South Africa. It teaches you everything about South Africa. Because Gary Miller would tell us about the stars, would tell us about Greek gods, would tell us about... But then you ask, who's Chris Kahani?
Nothing. Exactly.
Who's Artam? Isn't that an airport?
No. Yeah.
Which one's closer?
Oh, no,
right. So I saw that I was at Guambo last weekend, and it's there. I know stuff. Bro, that's a nice thing about it. There's pictures, there's graphs, there's funny jokes, everything. It's everything. Over. So The Awesome South African by Darren Campbell.
Darren?
It is Darren. It's D-E-R-R-Y. Darren Campbell.
Yeah.
He's getting the S in the DK stamp.
I love it.
Are we Darren?
I love it.
Yes. Approved.
Well, mine starts off with a little bit of a sad story. We did notice, or the World Health Organization did pick up in this horrible statistic. 1 in 6 persons 60 years or older have experienced some form of elder abuse.
Hey,
those statistics just keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So the guys at TAFTA, the institution that look after the elderly in our communities, have decided to launch an elder abuse hotline number.
Oh,
toll-free
wow.
hotline number can be called from anywhere, and an entire support team 7 days a week from 7 a.m. through to 5 p.m. every single day. So the number is, you can memorize it, you can send it to everyone, 0800 10 11 10. Easy
Ooh,
number
10 11
to remember.
10.
Yeah, 0800 10 11 10 is a toll-free number. You can now report elderly abuse. Thank you very much, TAFTA, for that. You get the D and the DKS stamp of approval.
DKS. Approved.
So you can find our DKS approved on the socials. Please go for approve of what you approve of so we can see that you approve.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.